The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 39, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 20th, 1975, in San Francisco, California.
Questions asked of the Yamadutas by the Vishnudutas are, what is the process of meeting out punishment to others? Who is actually a candidate to be punished? Are all karmis engaged in food and activities fit to be punished, or only some of them?
Katam siddhriyate danda king vasasthanam ipsitam danda king karino sarve ahosit kadachin nina. The first question was, brutad dharmasya nastattam jaccha adharmasya lakshan. When there is some vichar, judgment, it must be done very nicely. A criminal is judged before the magistrate, is taken just to make proper judgment. Whether this man is punishable, he committed some criminal activities, the circumstances, the condition of the mind, everything should be judged. This is called judgment. So, who is punishable? This kalpatra, there is consideration. This kalpatra, this means situation, and kal, time, and patra, and the subject. Just like a child, he takes one fruit here, so he is not punishable. According to Vedic system, a child, a woman, a brahmana, a cow, and a saintly person, they are not punishable. Cow, woman, saintly person, brahman, and child, they are beyond all laws. Even the commit some, they do not do. They have no criminal purpose. Formerly, the women were trained up in such a way, very chaste and obedient, so they had no chance to commit any offense. And brahmanas, they are also trained up, sama, dama, sattam, saucham.
All the children
should go out. No, that's not that. So, children are not punishable. Neither the woman. But don't take advantage. And here we have got these brahmanas, saintly persons, women and children. Now who is to be punished? Yes. Kathang siddhyati danda. So, the judge must know who is to be punished. That is judgment. Kathang siddhyati danda. Thanam, this kal patra, according to time, according to circumstances, according to the subject, everything scrutinizedly judged, not whimsically. Nowadays it is a time for emergency. Anyone can be punished without any judgment. But this is not good position. Then, danda king karina sarve. Karina means purity vectors. Those who are working for getting some profit. So sometimes we getting profit, we make some undesirable activities, which is called black market. So that is punishable. There are systems, of course I cannot quote from where, but it is a system that a merchant, highest profit he can take for exchanging, not more than 25%. That is the highest. If one merchant takes more than 25% profit, then he is punishable. This was the system. So, Karina, so we are all workers. Somebody is working for his personal profit and somebody is working for the profit of Krishna. It appears almost similar. An ordinary man is selling some newspaper and our man selling the magazine. It looks the similar thing, but it is not similar. It is different. Therefore, if a newspaper seller creates some disturbance on the street, the police can punish. But when one is selling back to Godhead, he is not punishable. This is the difference. But nowadays these rascals, they do not know whom to punish, whom not to punish. They take, all right, you are selling back to Godhead, you must come, police custody. So all are not punishable. All they are doing the same thing. This is judgment. Then, the animals, they are also working hard day and night for their necessities of life. But if an animal steals something from your house or takes some eatable, he is not punishable. You will find in the bazaar there is crowd and the cows enter there and they eat the vegetables to their heart's content. But he is not punishable. Still, the cow is not punishable. But if a man takes one potato without the permission, he is punishable. So the animals are not punishable. All the law books are meant for the man, for the human being, not for the animals. Just like in your country, the police law is keep to the right, your car. But if an animal goes keep to the left, it is not punishable. So everyone is punishable. Then again, human being, all of them not punishable. Those who are criminals, those who have violated laws, they are punishable. So therefore this question is whether and how they are punishable, what is dharma and what is adharma. So if you are representative of Jamaraj, then you explain to us first of all. Whether you are actually representative. So, the Jamaduta, they are also servant of very exalted personality, one of the authority. So, they are not lacking in knowledge by the grace of their master. So the first thing they said, Veda pranihito dharma, jadanma tad viparya. Dharma and adharma, religious principle and not religious principle, non-religious principle, how to discern. The book is that Veda. We have to consult the Vedas. There are so many Vedic literature. Four Vedas, then Upanishad, 108 Upanishad, then philosophy, Vedanta Sutra are summarized, then explanation of Vedanta Sutra, Srimad Bhagavatam, Vasyam, Brahma Sutrana, then there is Ramayana, there is Mahabharata, immense literature, full of Vedic literature. So one should try to understand this literature. They are meant for the human being. Veda pranihita dharma. If one wants to be religious, religious means that is the beginning of human life. If one is not religious, then he is animal. Dharme nahina pasubhi samara. So, in order to make a person perfectly religious, there are so many Vedic literatures. So who is taking care of it? Nobody is taking care of it. Therefore, at the present moment, kalau śūdra sambhava. Śūdra means equal to the animal. Tulsidas has classified dhol gavar śūdra pasunari ye sab śāsan ke adhikāri. So, woman will be sorry, but he has classified in that way. Anyway, so, nobody is taking care of the Vedic literature. Therefore, they do not know what is right, what is wrong. Dharma, dharma means right and wrong. But Bhagavad Gita is the essence of all Vedic literature. Sarva gāva upanishadam. It is the essence of all Vedic literature. Therefore, Krishna says, what is the purpose of Vedas? You may be very learned scholar in Vedas. Then, what you have learned, Vedanta. Vedanta means the last knowledge of Vedas. So Vedanta is, Krishna is explaining in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedanta vit, Vedanta kit chom. Sarvasya chaham ridishan nivishta, matta smriti jnanam apohanancha, vedaisya sarvai aham eva vedam, vedanta vid, vedanta kritcha aham. So, this summary is there. Krishna is sitting, sarvasya cha aham, ridhi, within the heart. Sannivishta. I am seated there. Ishara parva sarva bhutana. And he is giving intelligence and forgetfulness. Why one is forgetful of Krishna and why one is conscious of Krishna? That is also due to Krishna. One who has tried to forget Krishna, then Krishna is giving him opportunity to forget Krishna. One who is trying to know Krishna, then Krishna is giving intelligence to know Krishna. This is Krishna is there. If you want to know Krishna, then Krishna will give you intelligence. How to know him? If you want to forget Krishna, then he will give you, mislead you in such a way that you will ever, forever forget Krishna. Sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishta. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Tālaham diśata kuran kripāmi adasra andhajanishta. Those are asuras, demons, trying to defy the existence of God, Krishna. Krishna is putting him in such circumstances, in such family, in such society, in such community, in such country, that he will have no opportunity to know Krishna. Tanahang this, because he is envious of Krishna, wants to forget Krishna. So Krishna is putting him in such circumstances. And one who is little eager to know Krishna, then Krishna is giving intelligence. Tisam satadhyuktanam bhajatang pritipurvagam dadami buddhijogam taun jenumam abhijantiti. Everything is said there. Tisam satadhyuktanam. Anyone who is 24 hours engaged, how he is engaged? Bhajatam. Simply for bhajan. Bhajan means worshipping. How to worship Krishna? Satata yuktana, 24 hours, anxious. How to serve Krishna? How to serve Krishna? To become mad after Krishna. Such person. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Sunnayitam jagat sarvam govinda virayenami. I see everything vacant, being separated from Govinda. This is called love. So, of course, it is not possible to come to that position like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is Mahabhav. Mahabhav. It is not for any human being to come to that stage. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown how to become mad after Krishna by his life when he was in Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya. At night he would go out and fall down on the sea or somewhere. The door was closed and still he would get out and go and, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? Then his assistant, secretaries would go out and find out him. So, for 18 years he was in that way, in Jagannath Puri. That is called Mahabhava. So, it is not possible for human being. But, at least, not Mahabhava, but Bhava. That we can. Bhava. Tato Bhava. Adu sadhya tato sadhu sangha. अतः अनर्थ निवित्ति स्यात् ततो निष्ठा ततो रुचि तथा शक्ति ततो भाव. One can increase gradually to the stage of bhava. This bhava stage, that separation, just like the Goswamis, when they were in Vrindavan, they were feeling this bhava. He Radhi Brajate Vike Chalalite, He Nandasuna Putaha. And they were simply searching up in the Vrindavan forest. He Radhi, Radharani, He Brajate Vike, all the gopis. He Radhi Brajate Vike Chalalite, He Nandasuna. Oh, the son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna. Kuta, where you are? This is bhava. Where you are? Si govardhana padavatale kalindi bhane kuta. Where you are? Are you near the Govardhan hill or some forest on the bank of the Jamuna? Please let me know. Gosantaviti sarvato brajapure khedai mahabhul. In this way, they are searching after Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And crying, Gosantaviti mahabhul. Just like mad. This is Krishna consciousness. This is the highest perfection of Krishna consciousness. When one will be mad after Krishna, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? That is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also showed us that way. The Goswamis also showed us that way. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says that we must follow the Goswamis and their servant. Eichhoy Gosai Jar Tarmui Das. I am not going to be a servant of anyone. But a person who has taken the six Goswamis as his master, I become his servant. Eichhoy Gosai Jar Tarmui Das. Why I shall become anyone's das? But if somebody is the servant of the Goswamis, then I become his servant. Eichhoy Gosai Jar Tarmui Das. Tasabar Padoreno Moropanchokras. They are dust of lotus feet, that is my food. This is Narottam Das Thakur says. Eichhoy Gosai Jabe Braja Koila Bas. Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Korila Prakash. What is the business of Goswami? From Vrindavan, they tried to broadcast the pastimes of Lord Krishna, Krishna and Radha. Eichhoy Gosai Jabe Braja Koila Bas. So we should follow that principle. That we should not be packed up. Sometimes we find in Vrindavan, they say, no, I have taken vow. I am not going out of Vrindavan. Of course, the Goswamis did not get out of Vrindavan, but the priest, nana shastra vichara naika nipuno saddharma samasthapako. They are always engaged in writing books. Nana shastra, various shastra, scripture, always studying and taking essence of the shastra and presenting to the world people. Why? Saddharma samasthapako. Just to establish real religious principle. Nana shastra vichara naika nipuno. We scrutinize thinking of that and giving to the people. This is Goswami's business. Nana shastra vichara naika nipuno saddharma samasthapako. Why? Lokalan hitakarino. For the benefit of the whole human society. Lokanam hitakari, no, varanno, saranno, therefore one should take shelter of the Goswamis. That is Goswami. So, here, Veda Pranik, the Veda, the Vedic literature, that is dharma. No manufacturing. Nowadays it has become a fashion. This so Vedas, that is beginning. Millions, nobody can give any description since when the Vedas are coming down by the parampara system. But after this Vedic period, so many religious systems has come out. Up to 5,000 years before, the Vedas were accepted all over the world, Vedic civilization. Then, later on, gradually, the Christianity has come, the Mohammedanism, Islamism has come, Buddhism come, and now there are so many others, this samaj, that samaj, this religion, this religion. Because that means people are getting out of the touch of the Vedic civilization. So this Krishna consciousness movement means we are trying again to bring them to this Vedic civilization. Here it is stated, Veda Pranihita Dharma. So if you take to the Vedic principles of life, then you become religious. And what is that Vedic principle? Veda Ishta Sarvai Ahamaiva Veda. Krishna says, Vedic principle means to know me, Krishna. Veda is the sadhvi. Veda panita dharma. And what is Veda? Veda is the sadhvi. Aham eva vedam. So, but there is Vedanta. Yes. Vedanta Krit, Vedanta Vid, Om. I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I know what is Vedanta. So whatever Krishna says, that is Vedanta. And other so-called Vedantists, they are nonsense. They do not know what is Vedanta. Here is Krishna says, Vedanta bit, I know what is Vedanta. Why you know? Vedanta krit, I have compiled Vedanta. In the incarnation of Vyasadeva incarnation, Krishna Dvaipayana Vyas, Mahamuni Krite, Mahamuni, the great saint, Vyasadeva, is incarnation of Krishna. So he has compiled Vedanta Sutra. Therefore he knows what is Vedanta. And because Vedanta will be misinterpreted by rascals, therefore Vyasadeva personally has commented on Vedanta Sutra by writing Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore he begins Srimad Bhagavatam with the first aphorism of Vedanta, Janamadasyajataha. Annaya vitaratascha artheshu avijyasara. So, this Krishna consciousness moment is a Vedic moment, authorized. Vedo pranihita dharma. If one becomes Krishna conscious, then he knows what is dharma and what is adharma. He knows who is punishable, who is not punishable. In this way, if you follow the principles of Krishna consciousness, it is in a different way, not different way Krishna name is there. When I registered this association, many friends requested me that why you are nomenclature this Krishna, make it God consciousness. No. As soon as I give God consciousness, all the rascals will bring so many false gods. Therefore, it must be definitely stated Krishna consciousness. So, try to follow Krishna consciousness movement, then you'll be situated in the Vedic civilization and you'll know everything properly. Jasmin vijñāte sarvamidam vijñātam bhavati. If you understand Krishna, then you understand everything. This is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.